There was said to be an eagle who had two last eggs. A baby eagle hatched from one of them, and a dog from the other.
The dog was said to be tiny in size, so tiny that it could be hidden under a sleeve. It could recognize everything poisonous in the world.
Since the dog was chasing after the eagle's shadow all its life, it became the fastest creature on Earth.
Welcome to a Hatched Dream, Insight Guides.
Hello, this is Kuibi.
Hello, this is Pingju.
In this time, we would like to introduce you a country in between Europe and Asia, Georgia.
Since 1991, Georgia gained independence from the Soviet Union. It faced conflicts between Europe and Russia,
especially in untransparency of foreigner influence. In 2024, it sparked a nationwide debate. What artists can do and what art can be inside a social movement. Let us welcome Alex Soselia.
Hello everyone, I'm Alex Soselia, artist curator from Georgia, Tbilisi. I'm co-founder also of Georgian Video Art Archive and team member of Center of Contemporary Art, Tbilisi. So today is May 24. The main thing why I'm mentioning the day is that today Georgian parliament is voting for the Russian kind of and Soviet mentality kind of law in Georgia, which will quite affect on future of Georgia and will bring some really bad narratives for our future development, which means stagnation, nihilism, and also which will create big problems for our future integration in the contemporary world and society.
The background voice comes from the demonstrations of the protest in foreigner agents law in Georgia. These days, foreigner agents law in Georgia is a controversial topic. Would you mind talking more about it?
Against any kind of open-minded or freedom and any kind of progress for the moment, because it will create society, it will create us and bring us from the society to the really kind of dark Soviet mentality position where this Russian law will allow government to catch everyone who will speak against any kind of problems, or it will be social problems, political issue, and this law will allow government to call us, all of us, agents, which will be really tragic thing for us. So main kind of topic what I will speak now and I want to share with you is kind of role of creativity, artists, and movements in the time of changes and when the because our history and Georgian contemporary especially history is really related to the escaping from regime and many regimes and our society was under the control of Russian Empire and then like 3-4 years independence and then again control of under Soviet Union. And all our cultural movement and all our cultural dynamic was directed to find the changing points and important topics which can unite people, or which can pop up this dark side of the regimes. And there are many different kind of movements and individuals who are fighting against the Soviet regime, and then nowadays who are trying to work with on a different level of society and bring new visions and new possibilities of development our kind of daily reality in a good direction, in a more positive direction, and bring the hope of push the people to be change makers and not only voters or followers. This is really important agenda.
I would like to say it must be a hard time near. You are also the co-founders in the Georgia Video Art Archive. Could you please introduce us a little bit about this organization and your work?
So basically, like there are many, and as I am the founder of Georgian Video Art Archive with my friends, Georgis Panderashvili, Galaktion Eristave, and Tamar Muskhelishvili, we are always interesting, and we were always into researching our contemporary kind of past, and trying to analyze it, or trying to put some happenings, some documents, some materials, even artistic videos, together, and create it as an open source and give them the people and researchers, or just in some other kind of artists or writers, possibility to look on it, analyze it, and somehow find the really crucial points and spots out of it. Generally, like our video art movement is quite young. Why? Because it started really late 70s, let's say 80s more.
It might be linked with the limited of the Mac video and the tech photo in Seville Unite. How the artists work through it and rethink their own history in Georgia?
There were some examples of interesting kind of moving images during Soviet time too, but like, let's say, as a movement was started that time. Why it's so late, and why it was not so much used in our artistic practice? The main thing was that during Soviet time, it was quite prohibited to have the own cameras and shoot everything what you wanted, because everyone will think that you are a spy, so you will get really into the trouble. So most of Soviet era videos were shooted with same camera, which artistic group and people from this group, it called 11th Floor, and they were like non-conformist, really interesting, open-minded collective of artists doing different things like performance, video works, paintings, and there were a lot of acting as the underground artists. So they were just borrowing cameras from TV, national TV, but really like kind of secret kind of, it was quite secret thing, and they were borrowing this camera and shooting different videos. Mostly it was like kind of same camera from the same spot. And there were like many interesting videos regarding these regimes and Wheel of Changes. There is a really interesting video in our archive, which Georgian artist Goga Ramishvili have created. And it's all about following yourself. This loop image was showing Wheel of people to from one side to not to listen this Soviet mentality narrative and try to find out the way, your own way, your own truth, and go beyond this all propaganda and go to the more light side, more progressive side. After the breakdown of Soviet Union, there was like many already. They started to do many different video works, and then there were many interesting movements and group of people who were into the new media and media art. For example, Goslab, really important artist. That time, really young artists, they were doing, they were like pioneering Georgian electronic music, and we, they bring the new ways of showing the video works, participating worldwide in different kind of happenings and exhibitions, and so they were bringing other like interesting spots to it. To summarize and to come back to the spot of archiving and collecting the information, it's really important for Georgian society, because even today, biggest like the amount of information which is in archive is it is or they are in private archives, like documentation, photo, letters, whatever, it's unresearched. And still, we don't know even our like contemporary history and Soviet history, art history, for example, which needs to be rediscovered again, because most of books or most of texts are written during the Soviet time. So it was impossible and really difficult to research and to bring up the true narratives from it, because everything was under the control of regime. Nowadays, there are like only a small amount of young initiatives which are working to figure out our past and put it on the table to observe and to research and refine our way, where we want to go, what is direction we need to choose, what are different problems and how it needs to be developed in the future. For example, there is the Soviet research laboratory. It's called SOLA. They are amazing, and they are creating amazing content, researching videos and different footages, texts, photo materials, home archives, and it's all about rethinking Soviet time and also rethinking the what was left in our society. Why were so many years somehow kind of looping on the same reality, where will of people to have more developed, more new, more future-oriented reality is always somehow under attack. In one way, it's also related where we are located. As you know, and who does not know, Georgia is located between Black Sea and Caspian Sea, and south from Caucasus Mountain. And all our neighbors, they are all struggling many years out of different regimes. And for example, our neighbors are Russia, Armenia, Azerbaijan, Turkey. There is the Black Sea and war in Ukraine. Nowadays and down, there is the Iran, Syria, and then it's nearby, the whole thing with Israel and Palestine. So the whole, all our neighborhood, all the like, area around us, it's many, many centuries occupied with the are occupied with some wrong mindsets, and there are always some big trouble and clashes together. It's an interesting thing that everything, anyway, if you need to change something, or if you want to create these changes, it's really, there are many levels, of course, but most important there are education, information in the sense of education, and there comes the main role of artists and people who are creative, because creativity from one hand is kind of for many artists, when I have done interviews with old generation of artists, they were saying that for us, when Georgia was big changes, when we were, Soviet Union was collapsed, and so tricky time was in Georgia, the artistic practice was only way for them to escape this horrible situation. Civil war, war with Russia, economical problems, and etc. But the creativity is also one of the main impulse during the crisis, which can bring you to another level, in a more light and bright side. And so this creativity also is a big responsibility, because you need to have you need to keep this distance and be more optimistic in the on the looking on the future. And I think nowadays the artists and different society, groups of artists from different directions will be more active, involved in different kind of actions, which will help to wake up of society and different group of society, and which will bring in more people from the position of being passive, looking on the reality, and help them to be more proactive, where they have this, they have the will to do something, to create something, and to resist all kind of problems and difficult situation.
I like your idea. For you, the young generation of Georgian artists and cultural workers, did you know any art and cultural practice case about it?
I can remember I was speaking with a group of people who were working, and they are working, and they are amazing, working on the cinema in Georgia. And mainly, like, it was like maybe 5 years ago, 6 years ago, we were always speaking that nowadays Georgians does not really have information what is happening in the cinema, of contemporary cinema in Georgia. And I was saying that it needs to be changed, because people don't know. And then, as you know, the reality is that, like, when you shoot the movie, you need to send to the festivals, and after 2-3 years, maybe you can show it somewhere here, but we have like only one cinema festival, and there are not that much infrastructure in all Georgia, maybe in Tbilisi, yes, but out of Tbilisi, almost like one or two cinemas, which is difficult. And 2-3 years ago, this government changed the Minister of Culture, and it began a big repression against the kind of alternative thinking people, and it touched the cinema. So these cinematographers, film researchers, they start to show their own movies in many villages, many cities, and they start campaigns, and they are running some kind of alternative cinema shows in Tbilisi or regionally. So it means that this kind of crisis gave them impulse, be more active, and think that, oh yes, we need to ourselves also not only shoot something and we'll show it on the big festivals, we need to orient it on our society. So I don't really want to be kind of negative regarding this situation. So I think these movements, creative people and creativity has its own power, which maybe sometimes is sleeping because there is, you know, from one side, there is no kind of need to be proactive, but it's also not the time, right time now. So I hope that our kind of archive and also different kind of active groups and on education-oriented platforms like Center of Contemporary Art Tbilisi, which is and was one of the main change makers maker in the Georgian educational system, who educated a new wave of change makers in Georgia. And these young people, they have almost all of them, they have self-realized, created different platforms and interesting movements in Tbilisi, like contemporary dance direction, youths and kids education called parallel class. So these platforms and these people will keep this drive and focus on the bringing our kind of society and reality and pushing our government to the normal direction, which means be part of world and not to be like closed as a Soviet Union, as a Russian horrible empire, and as a Belarusian or Korea or, I don't know, like Iran, maybe. So nowadays, I think I was kind of looking and like researching and writing the text of this for this podcast for different direction, but to be true and to be understandable, like nowadays we are on the kind of bridge, and we have this test and exam which we need to pass, and to pass it the whole thing goes through this resistance against this pro-Russian mentality, pro-Soviet Union and anti-Georgian government, which wants to bring us in the dark past, and which is trying to, because of this egocentric, money-oriented, selfish mentality and mindset, to change the whole reality for young people and future generations. So nowadays, this moment also, I'm recording this voice, and my friends all are out on the streets in front of or behind the parliament building, and trying to be loud as possible to give them, the parliament and government, clear understanding that they will be responsible for all this bullshit what they are creating now. So I will somehow summarize that artists as a creative people have their own responsibility to resist as much as possible, be optimistic as much possible, and always we need to be like this, not follow the just some water flow or just flow. We need to be really, really concentrated on the best future and do our best in the way to show this bright small spots, maybe to the people, to our friends, to the world, and somehow keep this going all the time, and not to be pessimistic. This is what generally our past is showing, and all non-conformist movements, what all non-conformist movements were doing in Georgia, mostly filmographers and writers. For example, Sasha Rekhueshvili, Otario Seliani, or many, many others. So I hope for the next podcast I'll already speak on the newest things, on the best developments and the new happenings in Georgia, which will be more optimistic and also for you will be more interesting in that sense. Best wishes, and I hope to see Taiwan again.
Thank you, and hope to meet you here.
Thank you for your sharing.
Bye-bye.